From Washington, it's VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Spain's King Felipe led a minute of silence ceremony on Friday, one day after a suspected Islamist terrorist militant drove a van into crowds in Barcelona, killing at least 14 people and wounding others. VOA's Philip Alexio has the story.
One more death was added to the list Friday, bringing the deadly total to 14. Police said suspects in Spain's deadly twin terror attacks were preparing an even bigger assault that was foiled as events unfolded. Police said they killed five suspected terrorists during the night and arrested three others as Spain reeled from the double tragedy in Barcelona and in Cambrils, some 120 kilometers south. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
That's a Finnish police officer saying that two were dead, six injured, and eight victims occurred during a stabbing rampage in a market square in the Finnish city of Turku on Friday. Police shot the suspect in the leg and then arrested him. They said they have yet to establish his identity, and the man appeared to be of foreign origin, and they have not established his motive. Seafood importers in the northeastern area of China took to the streets as they watched frozen product melt and trucks blocked from crossing the country's border with North Korea. This as Beijing began enforcing a new round of economic sanctions. In spite of public outcry at home, calls from abroad are urging China to play a bigger role in sanctioning Pyongyang amid escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula. However, analysts say Beijing does not want to become a target for retaliation and lacks influence in North Korea, despite its longstanding ties with the isolated country. This is VOA News.